So I'm recording. This is Al Dale.
Thank you. I had 3 hours notice. I couldn't let you know this day.
Waving a little bit like this, right? So I wasn't thinking so much. I was just with the music. So I passed a bus stop. Everybody at the bus stop waved.
Oh my goodness.
Baruch Hashem, it was to me. So, let me tell you a story.
In the front window, you were like this?
That's right.
You know what's the problem?
The problem is taking your hand off the window. Right? Don't do it.
So both of your hands are like
one hand? No. One hand. One hand.
Which one?
Okay. I tell a true story about taking your hand off the wheel.
My brother once or twice did it to scare me.
Tell him it's not worth it. He could scare you more easily.
No, but seriously, you took off the hands from the wheel, and I'm like, what are you doing? And you constantly do it. I'm afraid of sitting in the front and sitting in the back. But he makes me to sit in the front.
There was once a young boy in New York, Sammy Zeitlin. He then later on came here and got known as Tzvi Pesach Zeitlin, but then it was Sammy Zeitlin. He was a bicycle rider. He was a good bicycle rider. He was an Olympic class bicycle rider. He would ride and win. But, you know, you ride in New York, even in your own club. He wasn't especially involved with his Jewish side yet. So he was very involved with riding. You sometimes take some guff if you're Jewish. You take some insults. And you take a little bit of nastiness. Sometimes he would be riding maybe in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, Manhattan's Central Park. And he would see some friends of him, some members of his club. And they were a little drunk. They're riding in a car while he's riding his bike. And they cut very close and they'd make these insulting comments out the window. Hey, drew on wheels, And he was nasty, but, you know, he can put up with it because he's a better rider than them anyway. So once he was in a race.
He was a skipper?
I don't know. He wore a helmet.
How did they know that he was Jewish?
Who pays you? I mean, I don't.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm full of questions.
There's a there are two contradictory Yiddish sayings. One is "Fun a kasha starb minish." You never die from getting a question. But then there's another. You don't ask a question of a story.
Oh.
I mean, for all you know, I'm making it up as I go along. Right? So you gotta hear the story.
Oh, just like the picture.
No, not just like, not just like anything else. Because this is true. Mm-hmm. And every story I say is true. Some just haven't happened yet. But this is both true and really happened. So Sammy Zeidman. Sweet Pesach Zeidman, he wasn't home?
No.
You had the kapusa?
No.
Yeah.
I got
it. Once was in a race. And he won the race. And he had a lot of his family there at the time. So he raised his hand to wave at them as he crossed the finish line, way ahead of anybody else. And they disqualified him because he took his hand off the handlebars. Technicality. You have to have both hands on the bars when you race.
Before the finish.
I see Lantar.
What really burned him was the only people who really noticed must have been the people in his own club. Someone ratted on him. That's it, you know. I'm going to take a vacation from this. I'll travel. So Drew travels. He ends up at the Kotel. And it's sort of like a magnet thing. So he's at the Kotel. And he goes there. Someone says, you know, come back Friday night. Okay. Come back Friday night. And sees these people and they're standing and they're shaking. He doesn't know what to do. He knows one line, right? He doesn't have a book, so he stands at the Kotel. Shema Yisrael, and I know my chod. That's it. Ran out of lines. I mean, exactly. He doesn't know Baruch Adonai Melam HaOslechem in art yet. All he knows is Shema Yisrael, and I know my chod. That's all he knows. So he says it. How many times can he say it? They're doing the chadodi, they're singing, they're dancing. Myra. So he sees there's something more about this than he realized. So he's curious. He meets a guy. Rabbi Schuster is his name. His name is Schuster. Dear friend of mine. Former employer. I once did funny things for him. Traveling around to the religious kibbutzim trying to get thrown out. Actually, I wasn't trying to get thrown out. It's just what happened. I mean, it's trying to teach Jewish ideas to volunteers there. There are very few kibbutzim that have not thrown me out, that are worth their salt. Anyway, so Meir Schuster finds him and suggests, you know, why don't you try some time in a yeshiva? right? He grabs him there off the wall. And there was then a yeshiva. This goes back a long time. This is the 1970s. Anybody here alive in the 70s, remember? Right.
My brother was born in 78.
I'm impressed.
I born in 74.
I was born again yesterday and today. I remember. So he took him to a yeshiva that was the forerunner of what we now call Eitz HaTorah, Rav Noach Weinberg's yeshiva. It was in Tel Aviv, the Bnei Brak area. It was called Magen Avraham in the old days. It was Magen Avraham. So Rav Noach is a very intelligent Rosh Yeshiva, and he understands the Talmud and the Kantrum. He was very able to give individual attention. He talks to Sammy Zeitlin and says, look, you should learn about your Jewishness, but I understand you can't do a full day and you need to get back to your sport. So I'll tell you what, come to my yeshiva, do in the mornings, learning when your head is fresh and you're rested. In the afternoon, take a run. You've got the Tel Aviv-Haifa highway, boom, boom, right? And he does it. And it makes sense to him. And his Jewishness is becoming rich and meaningful. And he loves the songs. And he starts singing as he rides. He's up there going on the highway, alongside the highway. He's singing along. Ki yeshmera shabbat kel yeshmerayni So, time passes, and as he circulates around the pizza shop, the university a little bit, sees some signs, posters on the wall that there can be tryouts for a bicycle team. Sounds great. So it's at the Wingate Sports Academy, the major sports training ground. So he'll get into it. So he goes, joins the team, and then he hears they're forming a team among the various sports. The thing of getting a bicycle club, bicycle team, to represent Israel in the Olympics. Wow, you know, that's the level you should compete. I mean, the clubs and teams he hooked up with here were just beginning to tap his potential, and he was now back in shape. So, then it says there, tryouts on Saturday afternoon. So at this point, like, you know, he's got, what do you call it? A conflict. But he's also a little ticked off. Says, you know, this is a Jewish country, man. I came here. I've changed my life. I'm biking. That's fine. And I want to be on the team. But I can't be on the team if I can't try out. So he goes to the organizer, calls him. Says, look, I want to be on the team. I can't come to Shabbos. Come on, we're not, nobody here is observing, we're not interested in that. He said, but this is a Jewish country. And they don't see it eye to eye. So, I'm not going to break my head over this. A little conflicted, should he go, should he be in Chal Shabbos, should he not do this? But no, he's in the yeshiva, he's able to train, and he'll sit this one out, watch from the sidelines. So comes the big day, finally, of the Olympic Games. And he's watching this sport and that sport, the foot races and the various Olympic Games. All of a sudden, and he's like, you know, the time zones are different, so he's a little bit half awake as he's watching it, he's waking up, he's late at night, whatever.
Where is it?
So he then suddenly hears an interruption of the Olympics for a news bulletin. Just received word, 11 Israeli athletes killed in Munich. He springs out of bed. Ki yeshmera Shabbat kel yeshmereini. If you keep Shabbos, Hashem is going to watch over you and keep you. You want to check it out? Israel did not field a bicycle team that year. They didn't have enough quality riders. He might have made the difference. Ki yeshmera Shabbat kel yeshmereini. Ki yeshmera Shabbat kel yeshmereini. Oh, til yomayat beina uveini. Da 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 da. Oh, til yomayat beina uveini. One little idea from the Parsha I just saw recently. So Yaakov dreams of a ladder from earth to heaven. So there is a comment to the Slonim Rebbe. You know what the ladder is? It's Yaakov himself. And through Yaakov, Am Yisrael, every Jew. You are a ladder. And you take a step and you get a different viewpoint. You improve and you're a different person. Every step, every inspiration. And you can get to heaven. Have a good Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a delicious Shabbos. And keep in mind, Racha Nimol Ben Chetziba. Nimol? Racha Nolad. Racha Nolad Ben Chetziba. For Rafua. We've all been working hard, we've been learning hard, we've been getting ready for Shabbos. Take a little bit of the merit of those energies and pop it over into his account. They need it, they need the support. So be together, have a great Shabbos. Those of you who are going to Yafo, have an enjoyable trip. And let me answer Shabbos. Be learning again next week. But it will be so different. Good Shabbos.
That's your thing. Hands off of me.